Now, going back, I want to go back to early on in your career. You've long been known as a pioneer of electronic pop music. So back when you started, how did you get into playing keyboards and synthesizers and creating your sound?
It was an accident, actually. I was in a punk band. I was in a three-piece punk band called Tube Army. And right. I was a guitar player and singer. There was a bass player and a drummer. And we really were kind of part of that whole British punk movement around about the 77 period.
Right.
So we were signed in early 78 as a punk band. They put out the single that we took to them as a demo, that we made one more punk single with them. And then we went to the studio later that year to record our album, which should have been all the songs from our set, which should have been a punk album. And got to the studio, and while the other two were unloading the gear into the room, I went into the control room to sort of introduce ourselves, you know, introduce us to the engineer and so on. And I noticed that there was a synthesizer in the corner of the room.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never seen a real one before, so I was kind of blown away with the switches and dials. You know, I'm a little bit geeky when it comes to technology, so I was sort of fascinated by it. And I asked if I could have a go, if he wouldn't mind turning it on, because I didn't know anything.
Right.
I didn't play keyboards then. So he did, and it was an amazing experience. You know, he turned it on, plugged it in, because it was in a case, actually, in an open case waiting to be taken somewhere. And I pressed the key, and the whole room shook. You know, it was the most huge, powerful kind of floor-shaking thing I'd ever heard. And it was an amazing experience, and I stayed there for a while, you know, while the other two were loading all the gear in and setting everything up, you know, it took about half an hour or so to get that done. And I would normally have helped. But I was in the control room just fiddling around with this keyboard and trying to, you know, make it make different sounds.
Right.
It was very amateurish because I didn't know what anything did. You know, so I'm just fiddling dials and flicking switches, and it was just amazing. And so by the time they finished setting up and came in to find where I was, I said to them, everything's changed. Everything. We're not doing the album that we came here for. It's all different. And so we did this kind of pseudo, sort of hastily rushed together electronic versions of the songs that we had. So we had punk songs, but instead of recording them with guitar, I evolved it into just changing what guitar parts could move into synth parts. And it was incredibly amateurish. It really was, because I didn't know what I was doing. But it was also incredibly exciting. And I went back to the record company with that album, or with those recordings, should I say?
Right.
And really unhappy. You know, they wasn't interested at all to begin with. So we had a massive argument. Huge, you know, stand up screaming at each other, and it was really heavy, actually.
Right.
It almost came to punches. At one point, you know, me and one of the directors actually stood up and squared off to each other. It was really childish. But I was absolutely convinced that I'd stumbled across something new and different.
Right. Right.
And I really hadn't in the way I thought. You know, I thought I was I'd discovered something. You know, but I hadn't. You know, there are other people who've been doing it for some time. I was just sort of fairly ignorant of that. So I hadn't at all, but I'd done something that for me was going to change my life. But I was absolutely convinced that electronic music was the future.
Right.
I really did, and that was my argument with the record company. You know, this is coming. You know, these machines are amazing, and they are going to revolutionize music and the way it sounds. And we have a chance here of being right at the front of it.
Right
at the front. And if you won't release this album, if you insist that I go back and re-record a punk album, you are tying me to something that's dying and not letting me be at the front end of something that's coming.
Right.
And I said, oh, I'll never fucking forgive you. You know, so with all that, you know, they decided to go with it. And that was it. You know, that album came out. I think I recorded there was another one came out about 5 months later. And that went to number one.
Right.
And then there was another one a few months after that, which was the Pleasure Principle record, and that went to number one. So, you know, I put out three albums in less than, I think in 11 months, I can't remember for sure. So I was massively prolific
right.
at the time. But that's how it started. If that hadn't have been in that room, you know, if that engineer had put the lid down on that case and put it back into storage or wherever it was going, I wouldn't have seen it, and I would have made a punk album, and my life would have been very, very different.